It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We get to finish King Benjamin's address, his official words to the people today, as we get to the end of chapter 4. And there's so many things here. We could literally spend weeks and weeks on King Benjamin's address and hit some of these valuable principles. Might be one of the best addresses in all scripture. You get to verse 27. Many of you are familiar with this one. See that all these things are done in wisdom and order. He's just given them so much. He's almost given them like a drink from the fire hose with all the goodness of the gospel. He's like, look, see that you do all these things in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength, especially when you get all these people who have just recognized they need to change and everything. And it's like, I'm going to do everything so perfectly right now. And King Benjamin's like, okay, pause for a second. Do not run faster than you have strength. It is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order. So I think that's King Benjamin's way of just saying, look, all of these things I've told you are fantastic, but make sure you take it in order bit by bit. I think that's so important for anything that we do in life. You go down to verse 29. Finally, I cannot tell you all the things whereby you may commit sin, for there are diverse ways and means, even so many that I cannot number them. He's like, I'm not going to list all of the ways you can sin. That's not a very effective way of teaching. But this is verse 30, and this might be one of the most important verses in the Book of Mormon. But this much I can tell you, that if you do not watch yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds and observe the commandments of God and continue in the faith of what you have heard concerning the coming of the Lord, which was a big part of King Benjamin's message, even unto the end of your lives ye must perish. And now, O man, remember and perish not. Now this Mosiah 4:30 used to be a seminary scripture mastery verse, and I remember all the ways I used to teach this, and it was usually tied into watching your thoughts, but keeping your thoughts clean when it comes to things of a moral nature or a sexual nature or staying away from pornography and things like that, which I think that is one way you can teach this, but it is not the only way you can teach this. Knowing how to watch our thoughts could probably be the most important thing that we do in this life. Now, to truly understand this idea of watching your thoughts, I've connected this to the Guide to the Scriptures under thoughts, and it teaches us something very valuable. It says, ideas, concepts, and images in a person's mind. The power to think is a gift from God, and we are free to choose how we use our power to think. The way we think, and this is a crucial element to this, greatly affects attitudes and behavior as well as our standing after this life. Righteous thoughts lead to salvation, wicked thoughts lead to damnation. Again, so it's not just about keeping your thoughts clean from the things of the world. It's about making sure you are cleaning up your thoughts and where your focus is. So how do we truly watch our thoughts, which can then lead to everything else we do? Well, I came across this a couple weeks ago. I was sitting in a meeting, and an individual who taught this, I thought this was so cool. He taught about what's called the reticular activating system in the brain, which is also known as the RAS. And just to explain a little bit, it's this bundle of nerves at the base of your brain. And what it does, its function is to act like a filter between your conscious and your subconscious. And all of these millions of pieces of data that comes into our mind, it allows what is only important and of interest to be able to enter our conscious mind so that we can be more aware of that. This is one of the most crucial things. It enables us to cope. And if it's not in place, we wouldn't be able to process all of the information that comes to us. What I've heard this referred to, and my family refers to it as the Honda Pilot principle. Now, the reason I say this, we bought a Honda Pilot. It's a family car. And it's so funny. I had never really noticed the Honda Pilot before. But once we got a Honda Pilot, we started noticing it everywhere. In fact, there was one time I was driving with one of my kids, and we were literally about 10 minutes from home. And I just said, count the number of Honda Pilots out there. And I think between 10 minutes from where we started to getting home, we saw 20 Honda Pilots. They have always been there, but because it's on our mind and on our thoughts, we are able to see it more often. That was the filtering system that we have, which I believe is one of the reasons why when we read our scriptures, when something is on our mind, we are able to find verses of scripture that really go well with that. It's why when we watch General Conference, we are able to find answers to our questions because it's what we are looking for. So having that reticular activating system, focusing on important things, that is a crucial element. And as you very well know, this can be both positive and negative. Whatever we focus on, we get more of. Wherever our attention goes, energy flows into that. I remember years ago seeing this cool little story, and it was called The Two Travelers and the Farmer. Many of you are familiar with this. It goes like this. It says, a traveler came upon an old farmer hoeing in his field beside the road. Eager to rest his feet, the wanderer hailed the countryman, who seemed happy enough to straighten his back and talk for a minute. What sort of people live in the next town? Asked the stranger. What were the people like where you've come from? Replied the farmer, answering the question with another question. They were a bad lot, troublemakers all, and lazy too. The most selfish people in the world, and not a one of them to be trusted. I am happy to be leaving the scoundrels. Is that so? Replied the old farmer. Well, I'm afraid that you'll find the same sort in the next town. Disappointed, the traveler trudged on his way, and the farmer returned to his work. Sometime later, another stranger coming from the same direction hailed the farmer, and they stopped to talk. What sort of people live in the next town? He asked. What were the people like in the town you've come from? Replied the farmer once again. They were the best people in the world, hardworking, honest, and friendly. I'm sorry to be leaving them. Fear not, said the farmer, you'll find the same sort in the next town. You know, I read a quote the other day. It wasn't even from a gospel perspective, it was from a business perspective. And the quote is, our eyes only see and our ears only hear what our brain is looking for. That's how we can use the reticular activating system to our advantage. And I really do think that's what King Benjamin is trying to teach the people here. You watch yourselves, then you watch your thoughts. Where you have agency, you can choose where you want those thoughts to go. And that's going to lead to your words, and that's going to lead to your deeds. If you keep them positive, if you keep them focused on the right thing, then you are going to be just fine, and you are going to be looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things it does is it reminds me of one of the oft-quoted statements from President Russell M. Nelson from a talk called Joy and Spiritual Survival in 2016, where he said, when the focus of our lives is on Jesus Christ and his gospel, we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. So regardless of the circumstances going on in your lives, if your thoughts are on the right thing, then you're going to be okay. And it's going to lead those thoughts to be very positive and focused on the right thing. I love what King Benjamin is teaching here about what I need to do to be able to focus better on Jesus Christ. I love this message, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.